Chapter 9. More Mistakes. One evening, after Anne's 13th birthday, Marilla arrived home from a church meeting. Anne was in her bedroom crying. Her hair was green.
"I used black hair color,"
Anne explained.
"But look at my hair. Why is it green?"
"Maybe we can wash the color from your hair,"
said Marilla. She washed Anne's hair, but her hair stayed green.
"We'll cut your hair short,"
Marilla said.
"In 2 or 3 months, it will be red again."
"Okay,"
Anne said sadly. Anne brought the scissors, and Marilla cut her hair very short. The next day after school, Anne told Marilla,
"Some of the girls laughed at my hair. It's not important, I thought. They're stupid girls. I won't think about my appearance anymore."
A few months later, Anne had a bigger problem than her hair. One day, she was on the lake in a small boat. Suddenly, she felt water around her feet.
"Oh, no,"
Anne thought.
"There's a hole in the boat, and water is coming in."
The boat began to go under the water. Anne was very frightened.
"I can't swim,"
she thought. She saw that she was near a post from an old bridge. She put her hands on the post and held it. Then, suddenly, her boat disappeared under the water. After some time, Anne's arms hurt.
"I'll fall into the water and die,"
she thought. Fortunately, at that moment, Gilbert appeared in a boat.
"Don't worry, Anne,"
he shouted.
"I'm coming to help you."
Gilbert came near Anne and stood up. He gave Anne his hand and helped her get into his boat. Anne sat down. She looked at Gilbert, and he smiled at her. Anne's face was red.
"What happened, Anne?"
Gilbert asked.
"There was a hole in the boat,"
Anne answered.
"I got out of the boat a minute before it went under the water."
10 minutes later, they got to land.
"Thank you, Gilbert,"
Anne said.
"You saved my life."
"Can we be friends now?"
Suddenly, Anne knew that she liked Gilbert, but then she remembered her old anger at him.
"No,"
she said.
"It's not possible. I'm sorry.